SBI Media with Alex Sinclair. He's president of the Top of the Rockies. Alex, we got a brand new winter here, 2024. Waiting for the snow to come, but winter's here nonetheless. So what do we have on the Top of the Rockies agenda?
Well, the Top of the Rockies, based out of Alpine, Wyoming, is a nonprofit that deals with year-round outdoor recreation. We were at one point focused mostly on the snow machining aspect, but we've become a four-season club. And it's not all just motorized
either.
There's
so much outdoors around
Alpine. There's so much outdoors. We're blessed to live in this area, and everybody that's part of our club enjoys the outdoors. And not only do we enjoy the outdoors, but we enjoy giving back to our community.
You can give back in many ways, but let's talk about the agenda now for January, February, March. What do you have for winter? And then we'll talk about more about the club here in a moment.
Well, being a somewhat focused snow machine club, we try not to do as many activities in the winter.
Because
we want to be able to snowmobile. Yeah, we want to enjoy this wonderful outdoors.
Mouth of Grays River, you've got the best snowmobiling in the world.
Some of the best that I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And I've been all over. We do host the bingo on the first and third Friday of every month with the American Legion. So that's part of our winter. We do that from October through April. We are also this year going to be hosting a brand new youth snow machine circuit race on the 27th of January to coincide with Winter Jubilee, which will be down by Melvin's Brewery.
Right. Nice area out there to do that.
Yep. We're co-hosting this with our sister club out of Pinedale, the Pinedale Snow Explorers.
Okay.
They have a circuit that is, I believe, on the town website for anybody that's interested in something like that. It will be free to spectators, and any information can be found at ridealpine.com, which is our Top of the Rockies website.
Okay.
And we have a Christmas party coming up.
As well.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. You celebrate it just right after the
We celebrated year. After, with the size of our club. There's a lot of people who have other Christmas parties. Most of December is usually taken, so a few years back we decided that a couple weeks into January seemed to be open enough that we could get together and enjoy and have everybody attend and not have other commitments.
Club members attend that. What's the date on it?
It is this year. It is Friday the 12th.
Okay.
I believe we're going to be at the Civic Center and we're going to cook up some pork tenderloins and some prime ribs. And then it's a potluck. So
yeah, celebrate as a club.
Yeah. And we enjoy time together. A little white elephant party.
Very good.
Yeah.
Anything else during the winter months you'd like to point out? Pretty much
not really.
Okay.
We are going to be putting up our safety shelter, the TP, as soon as the snow is deep enough that we're not going to be damaging some of the sleds. Most of our sleds that we have as a club are deep snow.
Right.
Focused. And Grays River is pretty hard packed right now.
That's right.
So we're going to wait until the groomer goes up.
What's the shelter and where?
So about 5 years ago, I believe, with the help of Next Level Riding Clinic, we purchased a teepee.
Okay.
And that teepee gets put up at the top of Squaw Creek.
Oh, yes.
Up on the mountain. And the very first night we put it up, it was used as a base of operations for a search. And the gentleman that was lost actually made his way to the teepee. It made its weight in gold the first night we had it. We keep it with some propane and a little buddy heater, and so
some
people need to get out of the elements, there's a place for them to do that. We also have two other safety shelters. We have one at the trailhead of Murphy Lake, So right at the confluence or right at the junction off the Grays River Road, we have one there. And we just put one in at, I believe it's Steer Creek, which is up by McCain Meadows.
Yes.
There's a new set of
Grays.
There's a new public toilet that the state put in, and we have a safety shelter there as well.
Very good. A lot going on with Top of the Rockies.
Lot going on with Top of the Rockies. Yeah. It's year-long.
That lines out your winter. We're with Alex Sinclair, Top of the Rockies. He's the president. Now, Alex, focus on the big picture of Top of the Rockies. Tell us about how you take it throughout the entire year, where you help and what you do and how people are involved. And it's a chance to share a little sociality with your neighbors. There's so much going on with Top of the Rockies. It's kind of a big overview closure.
Big overview of Top of the Rockies. We are a group of, and I'm not even sure how many members we have. I would say we're more than 50, maybe less than 75 individual members. Well, no, probably right about 100.
Yeah.
And we're a group that loves giving back to the community. And we do that in all sorts of different ways, from donating to needy families, to hosting benefit events. In the year 2023, and I'm not sure, maybe this is getting away or getting ahead of myself, but in the year 2023, we were able to donate over $140,000.
Giving back to the community.
Giving back to the community in all sorts of ways. We gave away money to 8 separate families in need. And by in need, it's not just like financial. It could be families that had, you know, a tragedy that needed support. We try and branch out to the entire valley. We don't just focus on Alpine. We're trying to bring the upper valley and the lower valley together as best we can. We've had donations go out as far as Freedom. We've had families in Bedford who are in need of some help, and we've reached out and through helping host fundraising events or just donating to the family itself.
We've helped in many ways.
We've helped in many ways. 8 families. We purchase all the safety supplies for our safety shelters up the Grays River. We help with Alpine Jubilee. Pink Ribbon Riders is another. It's an organization that we try and help out. They host a weekend ride. And we do a lot of volunteering to help out with that, as well as the monetary.
It's a fundraiser for cancer?
It is. Yes. It is for breast cancer, men and women.
Right.
It's not solely focused on the female side. It's
help everybody.
It helps everybody. We help with the Alpine Easter Egg Hunt. We have been donators to Patriot Camp, the Jumpstart Program, Alpine Food Bank, Thane Food Bank, Search and Rescue, Thane Senior Center, Lincoln County 4-H, the Rotary Club, American Legion Auxiliary, and Lucky's Place, and also Valor Ride. So all of those are just some of the donations that we've given away. When we hold a bingo twice a month, there's a raffle during the middle of the break or just after the break, and we pick some sort of an organization, and it's spur of the moment. It's who's got a great idea, and we'll raise money and we'll help. Like last week, it was Lucky's, or last bingo, it was Lucky's Place. It's been the Women's Auxiliary to the American Legion because they needed help with purchasing food baskets for families during Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then we also do our own Thanksgiving, which is quite a big deal.
That's right.
It's 100% free to the community, and it's not just for those in need. It's just a reason for people to get together and gather and congregate and have fun.
Just enjoy.
We put the games on and we volunteer. We had 30, I believe about 30 volunteers this year. We started at about 9 a.m. and I believe we got out of there at about 5. And we fed, the last estimate I heard was just over 220 plates.
And all of this, that and everything you've just mentioned is top of the Rockies.
Correct. Yes, it's all top of the
Rockies. Not just a snowmobile club.
Not just a snowmobile club, not just a four-wheeler club. It is a, it's its own small community, really. I mean, we get together and we work hard and we try and give away as much as we can to help our community grow and prosper.
Alex Sinclair, top of the Rockies, SVI Media in Alpine today.